Can't Anybody Here Play This Game? By Jimmy Breslin. By Memorial Day weekend, the Mets were a solid 10th. The Dodgers came into town for a league game for the first time since O'Malley took them west. The Giants were to follow next. The two teams came in for a total of 7 games. A staggering 191,675 fans came out to see the games. The Mets lost all 7. But this seemed to be important only to the players and the standings. It certainly was not important to the fans. For at this time, a phenomenal thing was happening. With each loss, the team seemed to draw more people around it. The people came to the Polo Grounds to see the Dodgers and Giants on this particular weekend. But they were just watching their old favorites. They were rooting for the Mets. The newspapers called the Mets fans the new breed. This is a good name. But there is more to it than this. It goes deeper. As the Mets lost game after game last season, for example, you heard one line repeated in place after place all over town. It probably started in a gin mill someplace with a guy looking down at his drink and listening to somebody talk about this new team and how they lost so much. Then it got repeated, and before long you were even hearing it in places on Madison Avenue. I've been a Mets fan all my life. Nearly everybody was saying it by mid-June, and nearly everybody had a good reason for saying it. You see, the Mets are losers, just like nearly everybody else in life. This is a team for the cab driver who gets held up, and the guy who loses out on a promotion because he didn't maneuver himself to lunch with the boss enough. It is the team for every guy who has to get out of bed in the morning and go to work for short money on a job he does not like. And it is the team for every woman who looks up 10 years later and sees her husband eating dinner in a t-shirt and wonders how the hell she ever let this guy talk her into getting married. The Yankees? Who does well enough to root for them? Lawrence Rockefeller?